भगवद्गीता 13.20 प्रकृतिं पुरुषं चैव विद्यानादियुभावपि विकारांश्च गुणांश्चैव विद्धि प्रकृति संभवान्। सो हियर कृष्णा इज स्पीकिंग एंड ही सेज प्रकृतिं पुरुषं चैव, दिस प्रकृति एंड दिस पुरुष। सो कृष्णा हैज एक्चुअली टॉक्ड अबाउट, अर्जुन हैड आस्क्ड अबाउट 6 टॉपिक्स, प्रकृतिं प्रकृतिपुरुषं चैव क्षेत्र क्षेत्रज्ञमेव च इति एतद् वेदितुम् इच्छामि ज्ञानं येयं च केशव। सो कृष्णा हैज आंसर्ड क्वेश्चंस अबाउट टू ऑफ देम नाउ, क्वेश्चन आफ्टर टू सेट्स ही हैज आंसर्ड रादर। He has talked about Kshetra and Kshetrajna, and he has talked just about Jnana and Gyan. Now he is continuing and he says he will talk about Prakriti and Purusha. So what does he talk about here? Prakriti and Purusha. Prakriti and Purusha, actually both he says are Anadi. They are both eternal. Neither of them is actually temporary. Vidyanadiyubhavapi. Both of them are beginningless. Vikaramsya gunamsya iva. And there are transformations within them. And there are the modes of material nature. Vikaramsya gunamsya iva viddhi prakriti sambhavan. That they all manifest from material nature. They are manifestations of prakriti. Sambhavan. Manifest from material nature. So again, let's look at the points you're being talked about here step by step. The first point being stressed here is that both of them are anadi, they're beginningless. So this is interesting. And we consider in some creation, in some traditions, creation narratives, it is said that the creation begins at a particular point and God creates something out of nothing. Now of course such a thing can be, anything can be attributed to omnipotence of the absolute truth. It can be said that God can do anything. But more pertinently, more importantly, actually what is it that is being talked about here? That essentially the absolute truth is a person, and as a person he is having energies that are matter and spirit, and just as the absolute truth is eternal, his energies are also eternal. So now, normally we talk of matter as temporary and spirit as eternal. And if you could say that Prakriti and Purusha. So, Prakriti is matter and Purusha is... So, Prakriti and Purusha. Now, the soul is eternal. That has been talked about clearly earlier. Especially in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Where Krishna says, Avinashita Tadviddhi. And there he also says that... Before in 2.17, 2.16, he has also said that Nasato vidyate bhavo na bhavo vidyate sataha. That of the eternal, that non-existent, there is no endurance. Nasato na bhavo vidyate sataha. And of the eternal, there is no cessation. So you know, sometimes this is translated as the spirit never ceases to exist and the matter never endures. The spiritual never ceases to exist. The spiritual never perishes, the material never endures. So if that is the case, then we can consider here the point that actually the how is it said that Purusha Prakriti is also eternal over here. point is that actually Prakriti, it's matter, but it's not matter in the ordinary sense of the word. It is matter in the sense of that which is, it is the material forms that are temporary, matter itself is eternal. So, actually speaking, material forms are themselves changing. But as we talk about the law of conservation of energy, thereby actually the material forms, so matter is itself, we say that energy is never destroyed, it is simply converted from one form to another. And that applies also to totality of matter. Matter is actually not destroyed. Matter is essentially, it is conserved. That something continues to exist forever. And matter goes through stages of manifestation and unmanifestation. It's like we consider a building. The building is manifested. Before it was manifested, maybe what the ingredients of the building, the components, they existed as shall we say, they existed as there could be sand and there could be cement and there could be iron and whatever things. They came together as a building, and if the building is perishes for whatever reason, then those ingredients will continue to exist in some other form. So that is, at our level of perception also, we can see that matter itself is not destroyed. So even when a very good looking person, they die and their body is cremated or it is buried, then as in the Bible it says, from dust to dust, from ashes to ashes, in the biblical body of wisdom it is stated. So that the body will return to the body which is made of matter, that matter will return to some other material form or some manifestation of matter, but the matter itself continues to exist. And this applies at a cosmic level also, where in the universe it is manifested at times and it becomes unmanifested at times. So when it is manifested, it is seen to us. When it is unmanifested, it is not seen to us. So in that sense, our problem is not because it's not that we are attached to matter. It's we are attached to material things that exist in particular forms. And we attach to the forms. And those forms are not going to endure. They're going to exist today and they are not going to exist tomorrow. So as long as we are attached to the forms, to that extent we are caught in illusion. To that extent we are bound to stutter and suffer in our journey towards higher understanding, higher consciousness, and in our spiritual evolution. So importantly for us as souls, if we recognize that Krishna is our Lord and that we are His children, then we can recognize that we are meant to be attached to Krishna. Whatever attractiveness the material forms possess, that attractiveness stems from the spark of Krishna's splendor, and Krishna is actually beyond all this, and Krishna always continues to exist. And Krishna, the spark cannot give us fulfillment, the whole cannot give us the fulfillment, and we should be attracted towards the whole. That's how both matter and spirit are eternal. And then vikaramshi gunamshaiva. So vidhi prakriti sambhavan, the various transformations that matter goes through. And it is when matter goes through a particular transformation, we are attracted to a particular manifestation of matter. And that particular manifestation is, that particular manifestation is actually the that manifestation is what we are attracted to. But if we understand this manifestation comes from Krishna, it is meant to take us towards Krishna, then we can move forwards in our devotional journey and we can ultimately attain Krishna. So, recognizing that the specific form, the transformations of material energy, and that those forms are temporary, we can redirect our vision towards the spiritual and thus attain the supreme spiritual reality, Krishna. Thank you.